Good afternoon.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Does this tie you with your father now?
No, not quite.
No?
He's got seven. So, but in my mind, you know, my dad will always be superior for not only what he did on the football field, but the type of man he was and, you know, the way he tried to raise my brother and I. And that's what was most important to my dad. And, you know, that's also what I value highly above all things is, you know, my walk with Christ and how I am in the home.
What does it mean to you to be recognized? What does it mean to your team?
You know, it's very humbling. You think about all the good football players that do what we do that don't necessarily get the recognition. Some on this football team, you look at a guy like Nate Ebner, who in my mind has been a Pro Bowl player, has had a great career for himself. You look at some of the young guys, the Brendan Kings, the Jonathan Jones, the Brendan Boldens. There are so many good players in this league and on this football team. And, you know, hopefully this says something about the culture that we've created here. I really believe firmly that we have one of the best groups in the NFL when it comes to the kicking game, and we really push one another. And, you know, Coach Belichick believes in that phase of the game, and it's indicative with the way we build our roster every year. So, you know, I think this is certainly a team recognition for the way that we've played this season, and hopefully we can continue that.
Matthew, you had a strong showing in Denver. Special teams turned around quite a bit in the past couple of weeks. Do you feel you guys are turning the corner again?
You know, we just try to live in the week to week. I don't think we think about turning the corner or momentum. We just live week to week. And, you know, last week it was better. But this week's a new week with a new opponent, new game plans, and we have to go out and execute on Saturday. So, our hope is that we can prepare ourselves to go out and execute at a high level on Saturday. We're definitely going to try to put the work in as the week goes along, and, you know, we'll see if that's good enough for us.
Matt, how important is that culture when you talk about this time of year, this week specifically, about get your business done here and then spend time with the family when you're not here?
Yeah, you know, it's very important. I think, you know, as professionals, we have to understand that we have a job to do, and we have to prepare ourselves regardless of the circumstances. It just so happens to be Christmas week. We have to prepare ourselves to do our job, and we can't cut any corners. But then at the same time, when we do have that downtime, you know, Christmas is an important holiday for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, myself included. So, and then, you know, you got the Hanukkah season starting and things like of that nature. So I think it's important to be mindful of family, to be mindful of how blessed we've been over the last year, professionally, personally. So it's definitely a great time to pause and be thankful for that, but at the same time, take care of your business.
While doing that, while competing with other teams, you're looking for every single edge you can get on the field preparation-wise. Can your team's ability to focus in a week with or are, not to call them distractions, but distractions of things that will pull you off the field, can you look at that as, look, other teams can be distracted or lose their focus, but we're not going to do that because that's how we operate. See what I'm driving at?
I see what you're getting at. I think possibly that can be an advantage for us if we're able to do a little bit extra during the week of preparation, understanding, as I said, the season and things of that nature. You know, hopefully it can be an advantage for us. I can't speak for other teams and what they do and how they prepare, but I know that we've always done a great job of preparing regardless of the situation, and hopefully we can do that again this week.
Does it say something about the way this team is built that you have representatives from offense, defense, and special teams going to the Pro Bowl?
You know, I think as we've seen year in and year out, Coach Belichick and his staff have done a great job of building competitive rosters with a lot of depth. You know, we've played through injuries and we've had a lot of different things go on over the course of the last nine seasons that I've been here, but we've always been consistent. You know, we just won our eighth division title. So I think that speaks a lot to what Coach Belichick has done in building his roster. I think it speaks a lot to the guys on this team. You know, as you talk about individual awards or whatnot, acknowledgments, I think it really speaks to the team and the culture on the team. Because as you strive to be great at something, you have guys around you that push you to become better than even you believe you can be each and every day. So I think it speaks a lot to the character and the type of players that we have on this team.
Devin, this time of year, are you vocal as a captain when it comes to, you know, all right, you accomplished part of your goals with the AFC East, and there's still something left here. Do you vocalize that this week? Do you vocalize the distractions, the Christmas and everything else, or is it basically everybody gets in line underneath Bill?
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure we clear something up. Christmas is not a distraction, especially for me. You know, with my faith and the way that I try to live my life. So it's just a little bit different thing this week. We'll put it that way. But, you know, as to your question, I think that we need to, I think we all have an understanding that we need to do more. You know, one of our goals, yes, is to win the division, but that's not all we came here to do. And I don't think that needs to really be said because the culture is already in place. Coach and his staff have done that. We understand that, and, you know, we have a lot of work to continue to do and hopefully get to where we want to be. So nobody's complacent. Nobody's popping the champagne bottles or anything like that. We're just going to continue to try to improve ourselves so that we can compete at a high level.
Matthew, not going to ask you to comment on Michael Floyd's video, but why do you guys, in your opinion, do such a good job of not letting things like that at this time of year become a distraction?
We just we do a great job of trying to ignore the noise. You know, there are a lot of things that people will say and do and, you know, have opinions on outside of this building, and we try to ignore that as best we can because it really has no bearing on who we are and how we go about our daily affairs. So, you know, we try to block that out as best we can. Obviously, some of it's going to leak in from time to time, but I think Coach does a great job of refocusing us and just living day to day and doing what we need to do to take care of our jobs. So hopefully we can do that.
Not the first time you've been asked about Nate Ebner, but tied for the league lead in special teams tackles, and, you know, for a guy who missed camp, doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Nate Ebner. Not only what he's done this year, but what he's done over the course of his career. And I know for me personally, he's elevated my play because I know that he's going to hold me accountable each and every day to do my job at a high level. And, you know, Nate's been a great friend to me. He's been kind to my family over the years. And, you know, you really appreciate the relationships that you have with guys outside of football. And I'm very appreciative of Nate and who he is as a man, what he stands for. And then obviously professionally, what he's done, you know. And I've gone on record saying this. I really feel like he's one of the elite players in this league. And, you know, you turn on the film, you definitely see that.
Matthew, going back to your dad for a moment, when something like last night happens, do you receive a call from your dad, or do you talk about the significance of it, and just how lucky you are as a football family to share that bond?
Certainly. You know, that's a conversation that we had. You know, I don't think we really like to look in terms of, you know, what we've accomplished. We really feel like we've been blessed, and my dad and I both are men of faith, and we realize that we're not self-made men, that we've had a lot of things happen over the course of our lives that have allowed us to be in the position that we're in, people pouring into our lives, coaches, friends, our wives, et cetera. And, you know, I firmly believe there's no such thing as a self-made man, and I'm certainly no different. I have great people that have supported me along the way. And, you know, I was just a kid that came here with the hopes of making the football team. And I still believe that's my mentality every year. I just need to try to make the football team. So, you know, my dad and I feel like the good Lord has, you know, for whatever reason, given us this platform, this opportunity. And what we're going to do to the best of our abilities is try to let people know why we believe we're successful and let people know about, you know, we talk about Christmas, what we believe the reason for the season is and proclaiming our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Matthew, when you talk about your mindset when you came in, it was the same mindset I would imagine for the biggest star on this team, for example, the quarterback who came in as the fourth quarterback on the roster. And there are a lot of guys in the locker room have similar stories, Julian, people like Nate Ebner that, you know, weren't highly touted players coming out of college in the national spotlight and have become core players for this team. How much of the culture is a reflection of that, what it's taken to get to this point for you guys individually and collectively?
Certainly. I think we're a team of guys who don't take for granted the opportunity that we have to play in the National Football League. This is not our God-given birthright. You know, as I've said, we've had people along the way, opportunities come up, and, you know, we've worked at it, certainly, but, you know, a lot of people work hard and don't necessarily get the breaks that we've gotten. So I think that we appreciate that. We're appreciative of where we came from and how we've gotten here. And I think hopefully that keeps us humble and keeps us hungry to continue to take advantage of time while we have it.
Does that also kind of play into the mindset you've won a division championship, but you're not satisfied?
Well, that's kind of that's two sides of that coin. I think, you know, we are so thankful to have won 8 straight division championships. You know, there's a lot of teams that would be hopeful to win one. So we don't just say, hey, that's peanuts. That's a big deal. But at the same time, you know, we've had a taste of the ultimate goal, and a lot of people around here have had that taste. Once you get a taste of it, it's something that you'll always be chasing. And I think every team in this league is chasing the same thing, you know, and we've had some great fortune around here. We do things a certain way, but as I said, I mean, an injury here, an injury there, the ball bounces that way, you know, who knows what happens.
All right, guys.